Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. The Mildly Interesting will be taking a holiday break until Sunday, December 12th. Until then, we hope you enjoy some of our favorite episodes from our archive. A roller coaster is a type of amusement ride that employs a form of elevated railroad track designed with tight turns, steep slopes, and sometimes inversions. People ride along the track in open cars, and the rides are often found in amusement parks and theme parks around the world. LaMarcus Adner Thompson obtained one of the first known patents for a roller coaster design in 1885, related to the switchback railway that opened a year earlier at Coney Island. The track in a coaster design does not necessarily have to be a complete circuit, as shuttle roller coasters demonstrate. Most roller coasters have multiple cars in which passengers sit and are restrained. Two or more cars hooked together are called a train. Some roller coasters, notably Wild Mouse roller coasters, run with single cars. The oldest roller coasters are believed to have originated from the so-called Russian Mountains, specially constructed hills of ice located in the area that is now St. Petersburg, Russia. Built in the 17th century, the slides were built to a height of between 21 and 24 meters, 70 and 80 feet, had a 50-degree drop, and were reinforced by wooden supports. Later, in 1784, Catherine the Great is said to have constructed a sledding hill in the gardens of her palace at Oranienbaum in St. Petersburg. The name Russian Mountains to designate a roller coaster is preserved in many languages, for example the Spanish Montaña Rusa, but the Russian term for roller coasters is Amerikanskie Gorky, which translates to American Mountains. The first modern roller coaster, the Promenades Aérienne, opened in Parc Bougon in Paris on July 8, 1817. It featured wheeled cars securely locked to the track, guide rails to keep them on course, and higher speeds. It spawned half a dozen imitators, but their popularity soon declined. However, during the Belle Époque they returned to fashion. In 1887, Spanish entrepreneur Joseph Olla, co-founder of the Moulin Rouge Music Hall, constructed the Montaña Rusa de Belleville, Russian Mountains of Belleville, with 656 feet, 200 meters, of track laid out in a double eight, later enlarged to four figure eight-shaped loops. In 1827, a mining company in Summit Hill, Pennsylvania constructed the Mork Chunk Switchback Railway, a downhill gravity railroad used to deliver coal to Mork Chunk, Pennsylvania, now known as Jim Thorpe. By the 1850s, the gravity road, as it became known, was selling rides to thrill seekers. Railway companies used similar tracks to provide amusement on days when ridership was low. Using this idea as a basis, LaMarcus Adner Thompson began work on a gravity switchback railway that opened at Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, in 1884. Passengers climbed to the top of a platform and rode a bench-like car down the 600-foot, 183 meters, track up to the top of another tower where the vehicle was switched to a return track and the passengers took the return trip. This track design was soon replaced with an oval complete circuit. In 1885, Philip Hinkle introduced the first full circuit coaster with a lift hill, the Gravity Pleasure Road, which became the most popular attraction at Coney Island. Not to be outdone, in 1886 Thompson patented his design of roller coaster that included dark tunnels with painted scenery. Scenic railways were soon found in amusement parks across the county. By 1919, The first under-friction roller coaster had been developed by John Miller. Over the next decade, roller coasters spread to amusement parks around the world and began an era in the industry often referred to as the Golden Age. One of the most well-known from the period is the historical Cyclone that opened at Coney Island in 1927. The onset of the Great Depression in the 1930s, however, significantly impacted the amusement park industry and brought an end to the rapid growth experienced during the Golden Age. This aside, roller coasters were still built with varying success from location to location. In May 1932, the Seine Railway witnessed somewhat of a revival in the UK, including the opening of the roller coaster at Great Yarmouth. Today it is one of only two scenic railways still in operation in the UK. In 1959, Disneyland introduced a design breakthrough with Matterhorn bobsleds, the first permanent roller coaster to use a tubular steel track. Designed by Arrow Development, the tubular track was unlike standard rail design on wooden coasters, allowing the track to bend in sharper angles in any direction, leading to the incorporation of loops, corkscrews, and inversion elements into track layouts. A little more than a decade later, the immediate success of the Racer at Kings Island in 1972 sparked a new era of roller coaster enthusiasm, which led to a resurgence across the amusement park industry over the next several decades. There are several explanations of the name roller coaster. It is said to have originated from an early American design where slides or ramps were fitted with rollers over which a sled would coast. This design was abandoned in favor of fitting the wheels to the sled or other vehicles, but the name endured. Another explanation is that it originated from a ride located in a roller skating rink in Haverhill, Massachusetts in 1887. A toboggan-like sled was raised to the top of a track which consisted of hundreds of rollers. This roller toboggan then took off down gently rolling hills to the floor. The inventors of this ride, Stephen E. Jackman and Byron B. Floyd, claim that they were the first to use the term roller coaster. The term jet coaster is used for roller coasters in Japan, where such amusement park rides are very popular. In many languages, the name refers to Russian mountains. Contrastingly, in Russian, they are called American mountains. In the Scandinavian languages, the roller coaster is referred as mountain and valley railway. German knows the word Achterbahn, stemming from figure 8 Bahn, like Dutch Achtbahn, relating to the form of the number 8, Acht in German and also Dutch. Roller coaster trains are not typically powered. Most are pulled up a lift hill by a chain or cable and released downhill. The potential energy accumulated by the rise in height is transferred to kinetic energy, which is then converted back into potential energy as the train rises up the next hill. Changes in elevation become smaller throughout the track's course, as some mechanical energy is lost to friction. A properly designed, outdoor track will result in a train having enough kinetic energy to complete the entire course under a variety of stressful weather conditions. Not all coasters feature a lift hill, however. A train may also be set into motion by a launch mechanism such as a flywheel, linear induction motor, LIM, linear synchronous motor, LSM, hydraulic launch, or drive tire. Some launched roller coasters are capable of reaching greater speeds using less track when compared to traditional coasters that rely on a conventional lift hill. A brake run at the end of the circuit is the most common method of stopping a roller coaster train as it returns to the station. One notable exception is a powered roller coaster, which instead of relying on gravity, it uses one or more motors to propel the trains along the course. In 2006, NASA announced that it would build a system using principles similar to those of a roller coaster to help astronauts escape the Ares I launch pad in an emergency, although this has since been scrapped along with the rest of the Ares program. A variety of safety mechanisms protect riders on roller coasters. One of these is the block system. Most large roller coasters have the ability to run two or more trains at once, and the block system prevents these trains from colliding. In this system, the track is divided into two or more sections known as blocks. Only one train is permitted in each block at any given time. There is a section of track at the end of each block where a train can be stopped if necessary, such as preventing dispatch from the station, stopping a lift, or simply applying brakes. Sensors detect when a train passes so that the system's computer is aware of which blocks are occupied. If a train attempts to enter an occupied block, the stopping mechanisms in all blocks are engaged. Another key to safety is the Programmable Logic Controller, PLC, an essential component of a roller coaster's computer system. Multiple PLCs work together to detect faults associated with operation and automate decisions to engage various elements, for example lift, brakes, etc. Periodic maintenance and visual inspection by ride engineers are also important to verify that structures and materials are within expected wear tolerances and functioning correctly. Effective operating procedures further enhance safety as well. Roller coaster design is another important aspect that requires a working knowledge of basic physics to enhance ride comfort and avoid harmful strain to the rider. Ride designers must carefully analyze the movement a ride subjects its riders to, ensuring it is within a reasonable tolerance. The human body needs sufficient time to react to sudden changes in force in order to control muscle tension and avoid harmful consequences such as whiplash. Designers typically try to stay in the range of 4-6 Gs, 40 to 60 meters s-2, as a maximum for positive G-force acceleration, which increases the feeling of weight and pushes riders downward into their seat. For negative G-force, or the feeling of weightlessness, the target is 1.52 Gs, 15 to 20 meters s-2, as a maximum. These fall into a range considered safe to a majority of the population. Lateral acceleration is also typically kept under 2 Gs using various techniques including the banking of curves. Roller coasters are statistically very safe when compared to other activities, but despite all the safety measures in place, accidents still occur. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that 134 park guests required hospitalization in 2001 and that fatalities related to amusement rides average 2 per year. According to a study commissioned by Six Flags, 319 million people visited amusement parks in 2001. The study concluded that a visitor has a 1 in 500 million chance of being fatally injured, which is less likely than being injured in a golf cart or folding lawn chair. Controversy about safety has increased over the years as roller coasters become more extreme. There have been suggestions that these may be subjecting passengers to translational and rotational accelerations capable of causing brain injury. In 2003, a report from the Brain Injury Association of America concluded, "There is evidence that roller coaster rides pose a health risk to some people some of the time. Equally evident is that the overwhelming majority of riders will suffer no ill effects." A similar report in 2005 linked roller coasters and other thrill rides with the potential triggering of abnormal heart conditions that could lead to death. Autopsies have shown that some of these were due to undetected, pre-existing heart conditions. Roller coasters are divided into two main categories, steel roller coasters and wooden roller coasters. Steel coasters have tubular steel tracks, and compared to wooden coasters, they are typically known for offering a smoother ride and their ability to turn riders upside down. Wooden coasters have flat steel tracks, and are typically renowned for producing airtime through the use of negative G-forces when reaching the crest of some hill elements. Newer types of track, such as I-Box and Topper introduced by Rocky Mountain Construction, RMC, improve the ride experience on wooden coasters, lower maintenance costs, and add the ability to invert riders. A third classification type is often referred to as a hybrid roller coaster, which utilize a mixture of wood and steel elements for the track and structure. Many, for example, have a track made out of steel, and a support structure made from wood. IMC has notably redesigned wood coasters that have either deteriorated from age or been deemed by parks as too costly to maintain. IMC often replaces the wood track with their patented steel I-Box track design, while reusing much of the ride's wooden structure, resulting in a smoother ride with the incorporation of new design elements, such as inversions, sharper turns, and steeper drops. Although the term wasn't widely used or accepted until the 21st century, one of the oldest examples is Cyclone at Luna Park, which opened in 1927. It features a wood track and steel structure. Other older examples include mine train roller coasters, many of which were built by Arrow Dynamics. The term hybrid became more prominent after the introduction of New Texas Giant at Six Flags Over Texas opened in 2011. Many in the industry, however, continue to classify coasters strictly by their track type only, labeling them either steel or wood. Modern roller coasters are constantly evolving to provide a variety of different experiences. More focus is being placed on the position of riders in relation to the overall experience. Traditionally, riders sit facing forward, but newer variations such as stand-up and flying models position the rider in different ways to change the experiences. A flying model, for example, is a suspended roller coaster where the riders lie facing forward and down with their chests and feet strapped in. Other ways of enhancing the experience involve removing the floor beneath passengers riding above the track, as featured in Flawless Roller Coasters. Also, new track elements, usually types of inversions, are often introduced to provide entirely new experiences. Several height classifications have been used by parks and manufacturers in marketing their roller coasters, as well as enthusiasts within the industry. One classification, the kiddie coaster, is a roller coaster specifically designed for younger riders. Following World War II, parks began pushing for more of them to be built in contrast to the height and age restrictions of standard designs at the time. Companies like Philadelphia Toboggan Company, PTC, developed scaled-down versions of their larger models to accommodate the demand. These typically featured lift hills smaller than 25 feet, 7.6 meters, and still do today. The rise of kiddie coasters soon led to the development of junior models that had lift hills up to 45 feet, 14 meters. A notable example of a junior coaster is the Sea Dragon, the oldest operating roller coaster from PTC's legendary designer John Allen, which opened at Wyandotte Lake in 1956 near Powell, Ohio. A hypercoaster, occasionally stylized as hypercoaster, is a type of roller coaster with a height or drop of at least 200 feet, 61 meters. Moonsault Scramble, which debuted at Fuji Q Highland in 1984, was the first to break this barrier, though the term hypercoaster was first coined by Cedar Point and Arrow Dynamics with the opening of Magnum XL 200 in 1989. Hypercoasters have become one of the most predominant types of roller coasters in the world, now led by manufacturers Bolliger & Mabillard and Intamin. A giga coaster is a type of roller coaster with a height or drop of at least 300 feet, 91 meters. The term was coined during a partnership between Cedar Point and Intamin on the construction of Millennium Force. Although Morgan and Bolliger and Mabillard have not used the term giga, both have also produced roller coasters in this class. A strata coaster is a type of roller coaster with a height or drop of at least 400 feet, 120 meters. As with the other two height classifications, the term strata was first introduced by Cedar Point with the release of Top Thrill Dragster, a 420-foot tall, 130 meters, roller coaster that opened in 2003. Another strata coaster, King Dakar, opened at Six Flags Great Adventure in 2005 as the tallest roller coaster in the world, featuring a height of 456 feet, 139 meters. Superman: Escape from Krypton exceeded 400 feet, 120 meters, back when it opened in 1997, but its shuttle coaster design, where the trains don't travel a complete circuit, usually prevents the roller coaster from being classified in the same category. A roller coaster inversion is a roller coaster element in which the track turns riders upside down and then returns them an upright position. Early forms of inversions, dating as far back as 1848 on the Centrifugal Railway in Paris, were vertical loops that were circular in nature. They produced massive G-force that was often dangerous to riders, and as a result, the element eventually became non-existent, with the last rides to feature the looping inversions being dismantled during the Great Depression. In 1975, designers from Arrow Development created the corkscrew, reviving interest in the inversion during the modern age of steel roller coasters. Since then, the elements have evolved from simple corkscrews and vertical loops to more complex inversions, such as Immelmann loops and Cobra rolls. Featuring 14 inversions, the Smiler at Alton Towers holds the world record for the number of inversions on a roller coaster. The first inversion in roller coaster history was part of the Centrifugal Railway of Paris, France, built in 1848. It consisted of a 43-foot, 13-meter, sloping track leading into a nearly circular vertical loop 13 feet, 3.9 meters, in diameter. During the early 1900s, many rides including vertical loops appeared around the world. These early loops had a major design flaw: the circular structure produced intense G-forces, hereafter Gs. The flip-flap railway, designed by Lena Beecher and built in 1895 on Coney Island of Brooklyn, United States, had a 25-foot circular loop at the end which, though initially popular, caused some discomfort in passengers' necks, and the ride soon closed. Loop the Loop, another looping coaster, was built later in Coney Island as well. This time the loops were slightly oval-shaped rather than circular, though not clothoid in shape like modern loops. Although the ride was safe, it had a low capacity, loading 4 people every 5 minutes, 48 people per hour, compared to 1,800 riders per hour on Corkscrew, an early modern coaster that opened in 1976, and was poorly received after the discomfort of the flip-flap railway. As their novelty wore off and their dangerous reputation spread, compounded with the developing Great Depression, the early looping coasters disappeared. The concept of inverting riders was not revisited until the 1970s. In 1968, Carl Bacon of Aerodynamics created a prototype steel roller coaster with a corkscrew, the first of its kind. The prototype proved that a tubular steel track, first pioneered by Aero to create Disneyland's Matterhorn bobsleds in 1959, could execute inversions both safely and reliably. The full model of the prototype, aptly named Corkscrew, was then installed in Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, United States, making history as the world's first modern inverting roller coaster. It was relocated to Silverwood Park of Idaho in 1990. In 1976, the previously disastrous vertical loop was successfully revived when Anton Schwarzkopf constructed the Great American Revolution at Six Flags Magic Mountain of Valencia, United States, which became the world's first complete circuit looping roller coaster. Another roller coaster named Corkscrew, built in Cedar Point of Ohio in the same year, became the first with three inversions. The next few years brought innovations that are still popular in modern coasters. The shuttle roller coaster, non-complete circuit, was invented by Schwarzkopf in 1977 and realized at King's Island with the Screamin' Demon coaster. These early incarnations used the weight drop mechanism, as opposed to the later flywheel methods, to launch the trains. Built in 1978, the Loch Ness Monster in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, became the first coaster with interlocking loops. It is still the only coaster with this feature, as the only other coasters containing interlocking loops are now defunct. Lightning Loops, built by Aero in Six Flags Great Adventure, was sold in 1992, and Orient Express of Worlds of Fun was demolished in 2003. The first Schwarzkopf shuttle loops with a flywheel launch also first appeared in 1978. Aero's Revolution, Europe's first looping coaster, was built in 1979 at Blackpool Pleasure Beach of England. In 1980, Carolina Cyclone opened at Kerrowinds as the first roller coaster with four inversions. The Orient Express opened at Worlds of Fun of Kansas City, United States, in 1980, with the newly invented Batwing, not to be confused with a boomerang, a single-track element with two inversions. In 1981, Vekoma invented the Boomerang Coaster model, which became the most duplicated roller coaster ever. The first Boomerang was built at Rhino Aventura, now Six Flags Mexico, of Mexico City, Mexico in 1982. The Boomerang has had over 50 clones built worldwide from Doha, Qatar, to Tashkent, Uzbekistan. 1982 also brought the first five-inversion coaster, Aero's Viper, at Darien Lake in Darien, New York. The record for number of inversions was broken quickly in the following years. Aero's Vortex at King's Island, built in 1987, was the first to have six. The next year, Shockwave at Six Flags Great America broke that record with seven inversions. In 1995, Dragon Khan in Spain's Port Aventura became the first to have eight. In 2002, Colossus at Thorpe Park in Chertsey, Surrey, England was the first with 10. In 2013, the Smiler at Alton Towers in Staffordshire, England, broke the record again with 14 inversions. In 2000, King's Island built Son of Beast, the world's first wooden roller coaster with a vertical loop. Until then, all roller coasters with any inversions were steel. After structural problems caused an incident in July 2006 that injured several riders, Son of Beast's loop was removed in December 2006 to make it possible to use lighter trains. In 2002, X, now X2, designed by Aero, opened in Six Flags Magic Mountain. It is marketed as the world's first fourth-dimension roller coaster, capable of rotating riders upside down independently of any track elements. This adds difficulty in delineating the number of inversions such rides have. As the riders physically rotate 360 degrees forward and backwards, proponents insist the number of inversions should not include only track elements. According to Guinness World Records, the roller coaster with the most inversions counted this way is Aeonaika, another fourth dimension roller coaster, in Fuji Q Highland of Fuji Yoshida, Japan, which rotates riders 14 times. Counting only track elements, however, Alton Towers the Smiler has the world record for number of inversions, also rotating riders 14 times. Two or more wooden roller coasters with inversions opened in each of 2013, 2014, and 2017. As opposed to the vertical loop that Son of Beast had, Outlaw Run and Hades 360, Mind Blower and Goliath, at Six Flags Great America, have more complex inversions. Outlaw Run at Silver Dollar City has a double barrel roll and a 153 degrees over bank turn, and Hades 360 has a single corkscrew. Other elements which partially invert riders, such as the overbanked turn which occasionally turn riders beyond 90 degrees, are not typically considered inversions.